Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Wrangler Jeans and Shirts brings you these reports of the All Nations Indian Relay Championships final championship day. In consolation race number 4, it was relay race number 1. Wild of Montana's crow team, Bad War Deeds, won first. Justin Whiteclay was the jockey. In the warrior race, Rico Cortez of the Oglala Sioux and Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, representing the team Lakota Warpath, was the champion. Indian Relay Race 2 was consolation race number 3. Saw Blackfeet Tribe Star School team from Montana, Pecunny Express, win it. The jockey was Narcissus Rivas. The Maidens Race is bareback, a mounted start for a half mile. Vanessa Horn on Rides a Pretty Horse team of the Crow Nation won today. Autumn Charges Strong of the Crow Nation did an outstanding job, winning 2 out of the 4 races throughout the week. In the consolation race number 2, the ever-popular Oglala Lakota team, Lakota Warpath, was the winner. Ty Cottier, Rico Cortez, Tyler Cortez, Don Cubby Ghost Bear made up the champion team. The Chiefs race, also a mounted start for a half-mile lap, saw Darren Chargestrong cross the finish line first. He won several races throughout the week. He is representing the Sage Creek Vets of the Shoshone Tribe in Idaho. Race number 4 today was the Indian Relay Consolation Race number 1. Colville 12 Tribes was represented from Omak, Washington, with Lauren Marchand, your jockey. Marchand Express was the victor. In the junior relay, the contenders are from 11 to 16 years old. Rowdy Moccasin took the team to 3 out of 4 wins this week, also with his buddies Sheridan Ellsworth, Robert SpongeBob Okrow, and Timmer Big Lake, Crazy Pony of the Crow Nation. Race 5 was the Indian Relay Consolation Race. Blackfeet jockey Little Muncie Osborne took the Browning, Montana team White Calf to the lead. The kids' pony race, which is absolutely precious with contenders racing, they are 10 years old and under. Absalaga Express won 2 races out of 4 this week. Congratulations to Kingston Hugs, the rider, Muggsy Hugs, Joseph Smells, and Chance 3 Irons. Young Money won the national championship for all year long. They're from the Blackfeet Nation of Browning, Montana. Miles Murray, Lauren Croft, Quig Smith, and Cliff Ollinger. But when it came down to the championship race in Billings, Montana, it was Awasapsi Express, Blackfeet from Browning, Montana. Jockey Chris Carlson with team members Casey Racine, David Berthelsen, and Johnny Crazy Bull to the winner's circle in the championship race that was worth $31,750 for 3 laps, $10,150 going to first. Our guest, Chris Carlson, a 25-year-old that has been racing horses as a jockey for 10 years. Tell us about the win. Tell us about your horses today.
The win was pretty good.
How'd you get started?
I got started when I was 17 years old. One of my family members asked me to race in Shelby, Montana. First year there, ran against some tough teams. I ended up second both days.
What does it feel like to be riding in front of a packed grandstands? We had nearly 6,000 people watching you today in Billings, Montana. That's got to make your heart pound.
Pretty excited. My adrenaline is going. Pretty big down here. It's one of the biggest races I ever rode in.
Sweet Summer Wine was your anchor horse. Where did this horse come from? Thoroughbred quarter horse. What's the bloodline?
She's a thoroughbred. She's actually she's a mile horse, 6 furlongs. She runs long distance. I'm surprised she handled herself around this track. She just gets rolling pretty good. First time being opened out. It's her first relay. Came down and won championship.
Well, congratulations, Chris Carlson, Awasapsi Express, from the great Blackfoot Nation in Browning, Montana. Way to go, buddy.
Thank you.
These Native Voice One fall sports specials have been brought to you by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Long live Indians!
Episodes of this program may be heard on randytaylorannouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.